Okay,
Okay,
is that what
I'll
I'm hearing?
open the meeting. Okay, so the first item, we want to go into additions to the agenda. And then after that, I get your glass so I can see what I'm doing. Anybody got anything?
Do I have one addition, David?
Okay.
It's information about compost toilets at the North Beach parking lot.
Okay. That's
Oh,
yeah.
thank you.
Now we can.
We need a motion to add that to the
Yeah.
agenda. I'll make a motion to add compost toilets to the agenda.
I'll second.
Okay, I'll do
Aye.
it.
Aye.
Okay, so that's it for that. Now we're going to go to update on hybrid meeting schedule.
Okay, so VLCT, there are technical aspects that Jason's aware of and I'm aware of it. It's using them. One of them, I still need an answer from VLCT. But what VLCT recommends is we have to have rules of procedure in the beginning, and then you can refer if this happens. I guess I would have to refer to this is Donna Jazugas, to the select board to call the meeting to order to remind that person that the applicable rules of procedure. So you have to warn them. Then you can either declare a recess or table the item. Now, in our case, we didn't have an item we were tabling. It was just a random. So that's where they talk about recessing the meeting or adjourn and continue as we would continue, note a place and a time. We can ask the disorderly person to leave the meeting just like we would if they were sitting in the audience. And then it says request law enforcement and removing them if it becomes a problem. So we have to stop the meeting. We can't just remove the person on the Zoom.
On
Yeah, because we're not going to have law enforcement
the
come
Zoom.
down for Zoom.
Okay. So the rules of procedure.
We would have to establish those, and they have model rules of procedure for meetings. So
Okay.
you would read them at the beginning of the meeting.
Okay.
And it would basically say any discussion has to be germane to the, like Andy does at the
No meeting.
substantive input to whatever the discussion is. And they have to stay muted until the chair calls on them so that we can create those rules and you would read them in the beginning. Then we can recite those rules to whomever. And if they don't want to comply, then I guess we'd have to make a decision. And there's one Jason had mentioned, we can mute all the participants. And I was trying to do that, but they still unmuted themselves. We ha I'm trying to check with VLCT if we can just mute them, and I checked on the phone. If we can just mute them, and then they'd have to raise their hand, and then I would unmute them.
Yeah.
I did check on a phone call also because I said, "Well, how will a phone call unmute on a computer? You can, but there is a way, star 9 or something, so there's a way to do that." So the other thing I was going to do is rather than today, I sent the Zoom information out today. I didn't send it out previous. I sent it out today, which is fine. The minutes have to be 48 hours. The access doesn't have to be. We could do a registration, which I don't think I tried it. It's no more work. So when I create the meeting, I hit they have to register. The link goes out. When somebody clicks on the link, they can't just come into the meeting. They actually have to write their name and address. So they could write a fake name, but at least it's one more step they have to take. And then that goes into, I can collect that data afterwards.
Yeah.
So we would have a record also. The other thing, you do not have to offer Zoom. You have to offer the access. So, like we did in the beginning, we just had people contact us for the Zoom link. So the agenda goes out. There's a note on it saying, oh, contact the town clerk for the Zoom link. It's a 2-day They're supposed to do it 2 days ahead. Because of our schedule on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, I used to give it to them on Monday, but that's another option that we do not publicize the Zoom link. People have to ask for it who would
Yeah,
want.
that worked good.
It worked okay. It's a bit more work for me, I think, but the stress of last that meeting, to me, that would be a consideration on my part. I don't mind doing that.
Yeah, I think what we want to do mainly is to do it so that it's all legal and then we aren't reading that's all the problem.
Now, I do have to give access to everybody. I can't say there were some names or some that were not fully identified, and we had to let them in, which we did. And then I guess you have to be prepared for the technical aspects, but that's a lot of work. If I'm trying to do this and this and this.
Oh yeah,
So,
that's yeah.
and yeah, so.
Especially when you want to put four, five or six of them last time, and you're trying to just figure out who's who here.
Correct.
Yeah.
And not you keep the meeting running, I guess. Now I know different, you know. But we do have to let everybody in. It's a public meeting. But because it's not required, we can go back to just having people contact me for the link, and then we know who's asking. So that's a
Whose decision is that then, Elaine?
it's a select board meeting. It's the select board's decision.
Tonight.
If you, it's up to you.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to let Jason. Jason, you got any questions? Because I know you know more about this
Yeah,
than
I
I
mean,
do.
from the technical side, it would be nice to know what the lawyers think about the automatically muting everybody and not giving them permission to unmute without us unmuting them. I think once we have that answer, then we would have all the information we need to figure out what our method should be to deal with this. I think that question needs to be answered first.
How about if next week then you authorize the registration process? So at least we can do the registration, which is a simple thing. I send the link out, people register, they get an automatic link to come into the meeting.
We can do that.
I don't have to approve them.
Okay, so I'll make a motion that for the next meeting that we include a Zoom meeting authorization link
Registration.
registration, a Zoom meeting registration for the next meeting.
I'll second.
All of the favor.
Aye.
Aye.
And then we'll find out more about
And
the
then
yeah, we should,
find out.
and with yeah, and then you can determine how you want to move forward.
Yeah.
Find out from VOCT.
Yes. Yeah, there's a question out to them already on
Right.
that.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay,
All
so
set.
there's a hand raised for from Donna Dezugis. Is
Yeah.
that okay?
Oh, yeah.
Donna? Donna, you have your hand raised?
Can you hear me now? There we
Yes.
go. Okay. Thank you for recognizing me. I'm just curious if you can open up to any public input. It is very convenient, Elaine, that we get the Zoom link from you, even if it's the day of the meeting, that it's just in the town email that we get if we're on the list. It just makes it easier than if we have to go back to notifying you and making sure we notify you in time. It's just something to think about on both sides. And then the other thing is NEK Broadband, they do meetings a lot through the Zoom links. And there is the moderator, which I guess would be Elaine. It's very easy that she keeps everyone on mute. You raise your hand, she unmutes you, and then you unmute yourself. It's not difficult because they've changed moderators very regularly and they just teach that other person how to do it. So it's just a thought. But it's up to you guys.
That's what we're
Yes.
waiting
Well,
for.
yeah, Donna, that second piece is what we're validating that meets our open meeting requirements, because that would work also. So that is what we were discussing for the waiting on that answer.
All right. Thank you.
Do you want to consider rules of procedure at all? Or is that an added, you want to do this
Yeah,
first?
let's skip
Okay.
back from them and then
Go from
we
there.
can go from there, but hopefully this short-term
Gotcha. Just for
registration
next
at
week.
least deals with the short-term issues.
Okay.
Okay. All set.
Yep.
On that, yes.
Okay, so now I guess we're gonna do the addition to the agenda is compost toilet and beach.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess that, I'll forget it. I'll get, going down my list and checking off, and you won't get the chance to talk about it.
Okay. I won't take too long, David. I contacted Parks and Rec, Vermont, so Parks and Recreation, in order to question them about compost toilets at any facility, whether it's a recreational facility or state park compost toilets. They referred me to a company known as Clivus New England. And I was informed by them, they're based in Massachusetts, that they have installations in Vermont, including the Plymouth State Park, UVM, Vermont Law School, golf courses at Stowe Mountain Resort, and Jay Peak Golf Course. Escutney, isn't that in the south? Escutney
Yeah.
State Park,
Windsor.
also, and Smuggler's Notch. And I briefly informed them of why I was calling, and that was that we're looking into installing four compost toilets in an existing structure at the North Beach. Our issues of concern are mainly two, and that is cost to install and maintenance of the system thereafter. They offer a contract of full maintenance or partial maintenance. They also indicated that maintenance is usually a 6 to 12 week necessity, although depends on the amount of users. You can also consider seasonal use of the system, shut down from October to April. And there is a dedicated technician located in Vermont. So I looked at what they had sent, and they were asking for a what they call a public facility project cost estimate. Very simple, simply stating site name, address, number of users on a peak day, etc. And if the town should agree to pursuing this, it would be more or less a site profile that would be sent to them. They'd get back then with questions. They were very agreeable about send us what you want, send us what you think, and then we'll start talking about it. I need, though, I think, to in order to get back to them, meet with Dan at the concrete facility that we have down there, the building, and take some measurements and what the facility doesn't have or does have. I don't think there's electricity that's ever been there. David, do you know?
No, I don't. No electricity now.
No.
Yeah, there's none now, but
No.
there
Oh,
was. There
there
was.
was.
And
Oh,
we do have plans. We put it out to contract to get power back there.
but that would feed the concrete structure as well?
Yeah,
Okay.
that's what it
Okay.
where it went to.
Right. So, I don't know if it's locked, Dan, that building or not, but anyway, I need to take a look at it before I begin to give them any information if the town agrees that we want to pursue this about the structure itself.
And the other
How many
one.
users, for instance, during summer? What is the town? What do we contract with Taplin about users, or is that? That would be make a decision for them to say, oh, you need four or six or 12 portlets, right? So did somebody, do we have an idea about number of users? We have an idea about number of vehicles in the parking lot, but it's just be a wild guess, I guess.
Yeah, I
Yeah.
really don't know.
Okay.
I have a question about this. Are you going to put this out to competitive bid, or just going
There's
to?
only one company. No,
Well, that's a
there was
question,
only
Jody.
one that Forest Parks and Recreation recommended in Vermont. There's only one working.
Jody won't do it.
Pardon me?
Jody won't do it. He's local.
Yeah, we're
They
talking
don't. We're
composting.
talking seasonals.
I think he's got him.
Didn't he sell?
I don't know of it.
I
Yeah, he
really don't
didn't.
know. That's all. Forest Parks and Rec said there's one outfit here that's working in Vermont, and that's Clovis, New
This
England.
is early information we're trying
Yeah,
to
I'm just ex we're
trying
just
to
exploring this
learn.
possibility.
I think what Marion wants is just kind of like,
Yeah.
is there any sense in going any further than
Exactly.
what?
That's all. That's all. Yeah.
Just a,
Is it in addition to the portalettes or instead no,
of?
but this is to get rid of those unsightly porta toilets. And I think the
building that's there now, and what, you know, if this could be accomplished, it'd be a much more
Yeah.
environmentally agreeable for the town and for Willoughby Lake, that whole situation. Plus, what are we, 17,000 I hear for portalettes,
Oh, I thought it was 13,
Dan?
but less than
Yeah.
that.
I know if you're going to do anything with it, it's only got two stalls in it. And then on top of that, you have to rebuild that whole front wall.
Oh, you mean at
Yeah.
the structure?
Yeah.
Right. Is that's what I wanted to look at. I don't know how many holes there are or needs to be in there.
Yeah, one in each side is.
So there, you know, the possibility maybe, but we don't know until we start looking into this further. If you folks want to do this, if you want to do a
I've seen the
story.
one from
Pardon?
law school.
Pardon?
I've seen
Oh,
them.
you've seen the one at the law school?
Yeah.
Is it an outside structure or is
That's
it?
inside.
Okay, so it
That's a
wasn't
long time
constructed
ago.
by them.
I mean, that's like 30 years ago. They were way ahead of the time.
Yeah.
It was unique. I brought it up at one point, Marion.
You what?
I brought it up at a board meeting at one time.
Oh, you did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's just one of those things that,
I
you know, it's kind
know.
of like.
I know. But
Yeah.
like I said, it's cost and maintenance. I don't know. You know, she said what we would do. Maintenance usually is, she just guessed, you know, from 4 to 6 to maybe 3 months, every 3 months or so. And also, if the town wants to partake in that, but I know that we don't, so they could do a contract with complete maintenance. They have a technician stationed in Vermont and so on. So it's all undecided.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay.
That's okay.
Worth looking at. I'm saying,
yeah.
What do you folks think? You think we should look into it?
I think it's worth looking into. Again, we know the porta-johns that are there get stuff thrown in them that shouldn't be in there. They get knocked over. Anything that, you know, and obviously they cost money. If there's something else to look into, there's a better solution, and it's not costing us anything other than time to
To
get
look
that
into
to
it.
look into it,
That's
then
right. We're
I
not
would
making
say,
any commitment at this point to anything.
I would see no, I see no issues in doing the research. Okay.
Okay. I'll get back with that. I'll fill out
Do you
their
want to put that in a
complete.
minute? Or, I mean,
Yeah,
I would think we'd might want to just think about what it's going to cost to upgrade the building we have, and if, you know, two stalls really, I don't think it's going to be enough,
no.
but maybe we do need to add a stall or two or whatever
But
while they're doing
yeah,
some work
two
to the
couple more
building. Yeah.
stalls while But
we're
that would all be part of the research, right?
right.
Exactly. You know, the idea initially was we don't have to take down that building. We can use what's there. And if we would have to, you know, rehab that building and add more space to it, possibly, yeah. But it would still be perhaps worth doing. But it all depends on cost.
And this is nothing
What's
that's going
going
to
to
happen
cost?
this year. You know, you carry forward to your budget. You have this information in November. We have that, and then, you know, we go from there.
So I'll make a motion that Miriam moves forward with researching composting toilets at the North Beach.
Okay, that means we will. I will submit the facility project cost estimate, which is a site profile. Okay,
I'll second.
after
All those in
I meet
favor?
with Dan.
All right.
What is it? What is it? A facility? What'd you just say?
Facility project cost estimate, which is the initial
To get the
paper that they
information.
would require to, you know, begin questioning and looking at it with us.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. That's
Okay.
all.
So I guess we're going to move on to okay. Tim Hayes addresses the board regarding protection of nesting eagles on Willoughby and fireworks. Okay,
So
Tim.
that's me.
Yeah.
So I live on the, I've got a parcel that's part of the former girls' camp. And on the List property, which is the old Fox Hall property down at the waterfront, they've got a big, big pine tree, and there's a nest about the size, about twice the size of that table. They raise young every spring. They've been there for 5 or 6 years now. And I've noticed I have great visibility to them. I watch them almost all day. It's a great show. When fireworks season comes, they don't do well. They don't do well at all. They leave. They get freaked out by it. I've been encouraged by the Audubon Society of the state of Vermont, and also a couple of wildlife biologists who are expert eagles, to come to this meeting to present a case, possibly to say, how can we protect protected birds? probably. I mean, I know people like fireworks. I raised a family, and fireworks were important when my kids were growing up. We never really got involved in it. They're fun to watch. But I'm saying is these Eagles are even more fun, and I don't want to lose them. Be ashamed to lose them here. They're well known in the boating season. A lot of people will kayak over there to look at them, or they'll take their motorboat over there. And they're okay. They're okay as long as people don't stay around a long time and make a lot of noise. But I just think it's such an unusual resource for this lake community to end up, and it'd be a shame to lose them. And that's my fear.
So we had fireworks at 4th of July in the past that are some
So what?
amount, you know, is it
The
allowed?
town, what's the
What?
regulations?
So it's up to the select board, but is there enforcement? So I can forward this to the board. It's from VLCT, Local Fireworks Regulation. It's sort of tough, but I'll forward it to you. And if you want to make it an agenda item
Good.
after you read it,
Okay.
that's all I could find. And
So,
maybe I can find more, but that's a beginning.
I have a question to this. How far out, on the fireworks, how far away would you say that the fireworks that doesn't affect them?
Carolyn and I were talking about that a few minutes ago. She was talking about some people. I think Kendall Johnson, and he's got a group that way down in that part of the lake, which is pretty far away. I think in that area it'd be fine. I think from the boat launch south would be good. Boat launch north, I think they'd be impacted a lot. I think that's where it's coming from. So I'm almost right across the lake from the bag bomb property that just sold. And they do fly over to the east side quite a bit. I watch them all the time. They're constantly going back and forth looking for food, whatever.
They do. They come to my car.
I think, yeah, absolutely. So their range is pretty big. I mean, they're huge birds, so we think that that would be the case anyway. But yeah, I think where I'm picking up a lot of noise from is almost right directly across from me.
The
And I don't
echoing goes
know
across the
who it
water.
is, whether it's just, and the other thing I would say, honestly, is that I've been here a long time. Used to be fireworks was only 4th of July. Now it's Memorial Day. It's basically almost every weekend in the summer now. Summer people come up here and they want to have a good time. And there's no restrictions, and they'll get their fireworks in New Hampshire on the way up or wherever they get them. They come up here and they want to have a good time. The weather's good. Now, this past Memorial Day, kind of a rainy weekend, it wasn't a big, but they tried to set some off Saturday night in the rain. I thought this isn't a good idea. So that kind of fizzled, I guess, a little bit. But with 4th of July coming up, I just raised this as a concern.
What do you think?
It has become a spectacle. People start coming around. You can sit the North Beach or any other place, and now it's become all the way around the lake. It's
It's more
pretty
pervasive
amazing
for
that
sure.
it's, I believe, out of control and beyond the regulations. I mean, there's thousands of dollars are spent on this. These are not bottle rockets.
Yeah,
They
right.
haven't
They're
hurt.
more. It's almost, I remember last year I was sitting on my deck going, oh my God, this is like a regular commercial. This is if you were to go to some town and look at fireworks, this is big time.
Like the Barton
It is,
fireworks.
yeah.
Yeah. And I'm like, to your point, this is beyond just a homeowner kind of deal. Somebody's getting real good at this stuff, is setting these things off. So it
Yeah,
seems
and
to
that
be getting
last
worse.
for the one down boat launch area in that cove, I don't know where it comes from. But I think last year it lasted for 40 minutes. I mean, it rivals Barton. Which is, if people like it, it's pretty amazing, but I don't imagine the Eagles did.
I never liked them. I had a mortgage horse that broke her leg because of the fireworks and had to put her down. And so I talked to a lot of people after that when they would light them. I'd show up with a big flashlight and say, "You want to buy another horse?"
But how would the town do that?
I
How
have
would
no
they
idea.
regulate? I mean, we could
Well,
send out a notice to everybody and tell all the homeowners.
legally, you can't do them without a fire chief or
Right. A
person?
responsible person also, and the select board would have to determine
Yeah,
that.
again, the problem is
Competent operator
enforcement.
is
Yeah,
the
the
term.
problem is enforcement, which
Yeah.
we've
Right.
had.
Right.
But
Yeah.
approved by the chief of police of the departments of the municipality. But how do
Yeah.
you enforce
But
that?
yeah, because getting them just, I know getting law enforcement out to deal with fireworks on July 4th, Memorial Day, on some of the bigger days, they end up going, they get calls every couple minutes on it. If it's a off day, our chances of getting enforcement is probably higher. Again, just from what I've seen, but getting enforcement on a main holiday is, I'm going to say, going to be extremely tough. Doesn't
Yeah.
mean we should or shouldn't say don't do it. It's just, again, the enforcement aspect is questionable at best.
And maybe some people don't know how it's affecting the eagles, because everybody loves to look at the eagles and watch them fly and
Yeah.
ride by and look at their nests, but maybe they don't know that, especially tourists.
Yeah, but let me play devil's advocate for a moment. I've only been here 5 years, and the Eagles have been flying all 5 years that I've been here,
Yeah.
and the fireworks have been happening all 5 years that I've been here.
Yeah.
So, and again, I'm not a wildlife expert by any stretch of the imagination, but they're going to say, well, I've been doing it for 30 years, and the Eagles are still here, so one night isn't. But again, if it's becoming more than just one night, then does
That's
something
an
else need
issue.
done? So it's something to think about. I definitely would like to review
Yeah,
that information that you found here.
I'd like to see that
And
as
we have
well.
a question, Donna Dezugis
Yeah.
again.
Okay.
Donna?
I was just wondering, like, the fireworks are addressed when someone goes for a conditional use, the town addresses it, that it's not allowed on the property. So there must be a way that we can ban fireworks on properties in Westmore, because if we can do it under conditional use and it's in our bylaws, I would just, I think it's worth asking VLTC or our attorney.
That's what we have VLCT information I'm sending to the board.
If I
But
could
I'm saying
clarify.
we are already instituting that. In other words, if someone has conditional use and they have fireworks on that property and it's not them, because if they're renting out the property or whatever, they're still the responsible party, the property owner, and their conditional use permit is in jeopardy. So I'm just saying, food for thought, there's got to be some way to do it if the town is already applying it under conditional use permits. So there must be a way to extend that.
I think it goes back to your enforcement.
Yeah, because conditional use permit, we can not give another one, but somebody who's just doing it from their front yard,
Yeah, they
they
don't.
don't,
They have to have
again,
a
that
permit.
enforce, how do you, that
They don't have a
enforcement piece of
conditional
it,
use.
they don't have a conditional use that will get
Okay.
denied next time.
Burn in.
But again, let us read what
Yeah.
VLTC put out.
Right.
Okay.
I also did
CT.
want, if I could, just make one other point on this. The crap that goes into the lake afterwards. If you're out on the lake and you see some wacky guy that's swimming halfway out in the middle of the lake, that's me. I'm out there all the time. But I go out there after 4th of July, and you cannot believe the stuff that's just, and what happens to that?
Everyone sinks.
Okay.
Wow.
Nasty.
Yeah,
Yeah.
or floats up on the beach. It's
Exactly. It's
because the
weird.
town used to sponsor fireworks at one time. The
Yeah.
town
At the beach.
at the North Beach, and I was on the Roku at the time. We had to clean it up, and it would be like whole bucket loads of,
Oh, yeah.
like, they're like a paper bag that the big ones are.
So that's out there, and the loons are swimming around after with that crap, and the fish are jumping in, and it's just not, it's reached a point where it's no longer small scale. It's no longer sparklers. Kids don't want sparklers and the stuff that we all grew up with. Those days are over, okay? They want the big glorified shows. And it's just reached a point where it's just, I just don't see how it's conducive with what we're trying to promote here, which is a healthy lake environment.
Okay, we need to move on.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm
Thank you,
done.
though.
Thank
Thanks.
you for indulging me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank
Thank you.
you.
Okay, so VLCT, June 22nd at 3 p.m. special membership meeting. They request the legislative body to register one official as a voting delegate.
So, and it's basically to consider incorporating VLCT and amending their bylaws to allow VLCT to offer health plans and other changes. So they're asking your legislative body to designate one, to register one official as a voting delegate
Who could be there for the June 22nd meeting?
at 3 p.m. Or it's Zoom.
Because I'm not.
It's only Zoom.
Requirement at VLCT meetings then, meeting could be, does they give you any information about how often that is or
It's
what's
just
there?
this, it sounds like it's just this one meeting to consider incorporating VLCT and amending their bylaws. And they want the input of each town, is what I'm gathering, or each membership. We're members of VLCT.
Yeah.
But they need a voting delegate from that
Yeah.
membership.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
I'm not available on June 22nd.
that's not a selectman's meeting night. It's a Monday night.
No,
we're
we're June
not.
4th, the 15th. No, it's not. So the 15th is
15.
next and the 22nd.
Okay. Bill, do you want to do it?
Anybody?
Or not?
Okay. I can. Yeah.
You can actually come in here and do it. It's at 3 o'clock. And if you want to come, I'll set the computer up. Okay, so if you want to make a motion, somebody want to.
I'll make a motion to nominate Bill to
Be the voting.
go to the
Well,
special membership meeting for
do
VLTC to be the
voting delegate.
legislative voting delegate
For the town.
for the town.
Yeah.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Okay. The next one, VLCT dues, $1.43 per capita plus $1,190 equals $1,701. Info only. Go ahead and.
Info only.
Okay.
Okay.
Next one is auditor engagement letter from Batchelor Associates PC needs select board approval.
So I sent that to all of you.
Yeah.
If you're ready to sign, there's one little part John changed. We expect they had written, we expect to begin our audit on approximately June 2026, and John changed it to a mutually agreed upon time frame. And John signed as the management, and then we need a governance signature.
Okay. So,
Blackboard signed.
I'll make a motion for somebody.
I'll make a motion that select board on
Yeah.
I think
Auditor engagement letter. I'll second.
all in favor.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
You want to do all the signing at the end or?
Yeah,
Yeah.
we're all the
Yeah.
rest of
Yeah.
the. Okay. Milfoil eradication RFP. Approval needed for a newspaper ad.
And basically, we do this every year for the grant, and it just needs to go in the paper to do the bidding process. So I just need the select board of approval to put it in the paper, probably 2 weeks. John had put June 29th as the last date, so I can put it in the 8th and the 22nd or thereabouts.
I'll make a motion that we approve the newspaper ad for the milfoil eradication RFP.
All second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay, listers, grand list extension request.
Hi. Yeah.
Hello.
Hello.
Same thing every year. I'm ready, but the state is not ready with a u new re utility evaluation. So I'm just waiting for them.
Okay.
So the extension is just a precaution.
So, in other words, we need to entertain a motion to do that extension.
Yeah.
Do you have a date?
I just gave myself 30 days, but I should be I should maybe I'll be on time, but I should be the following week. And the problem is, so we can go ahead and launch and do it and launch the abstract. However, this utility, like Barton Utility, is one of our biggest taxpayers, and we're waiting on the evaluation for that. So the abstract, they use the abstract to figure our taxes. That's very simplified comment. And I'd hate to have that much money not being figured into our tax rate.
What's the date that it would be due?
June 4th.
What is it? June 4th?
Yeah.
So you're asking, and the 30 days would
Right.
extend. Okay.
And I don't believe I'll use the 30 days, but
okay.
And then we have another question. Is that okay? Donna?
Yeah, it's actually for Mary. Does one of the things with the state and the utilities, do you know if they're going to have the that they're adding on towers now, as far as the town, as far as the assessment for towers, existing and new ones? Do you know what the state, where that is, the status of it? Is it going to be in this particular grant list?
Yes, it will.
That's wonderful to hear. We might get some money.
Yep.
Good.
Added. An increase in our grand list is always good for our tax rate.
Okay.
I'll make a motion to approve the grand list extension
Second.
yeah for 30 days.
For 30 days.
Yeah, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, the next one is zoning permit violation.
I briefly mentioned this at the last meeting, and I told you there was a problem because we had no process. We have a letter that we send out and say, if you're in violation, you get fined $200 a day. We send it to the lawyer. Excuse me. We send it to the lawyer, the select board, and the town clerk. But we have no process for collecting it, or we just need to. I'm sorry. We just need to create a process, or go over that process, or make a ruling, make a decision about how that process is going to work. I mean the.
Could you do an outline so the select board would have something to look at?
Yeah, I guess I could look at how other towns do it and what their process is, and make one. Yeah, sure I can. I just wanted to make sure it kept getting on the agenda because it is becoming a real problem, as I mentioned before. People are pushing the limits. Pushing the limits and
Would it go to the planning and zoning first before
no,
it
they
comes
don't
to
have anything to do with collections of
enforcement?
money or so we have a zoning. We don't have building permits per se. If we had building permits, then you could stop them and say you can't go any further until you go back to the planning board or the it and get a variance or whatever. We don't have that. We have just zoning permits. So the only time people get caught is after their buildings are up. And I go out to measure them and I say, wait, this is not, what the zoning permit said. So they go, and I might say, you've got to go back to and get a variance, and they'll go back and get a variance. But we have no process to stop that or let the people know that that's not good. It's not acceptable anymore to do that.
Another
If we don't stop it
question.
now, I mean, everybody's complaining about the growth in town and
I think what you need to have on that zoning permit is that you need to have something there stating the fact that if this doesn't, once you go back to it and you see it, then there could be violations, and add the fees in there, the amount of
that
money
is
to
in there.
it. It is.
But
The
I
zoning
have
board
people
used to take
literally
care of that,
say,
because when Fenoff built, it was months of fighting with them
yeah,
on,
that went to court.
yeah, it went to court, but it was the zoning
Zoning.
board was the one fighting it, and not the select
Right.
board.
It's the corner
And
still
they
there.
were doing it on behalf of the town. Yeah.
Okay, maybe I should take this to the zoning the zoning board then.
Not the way it
I
used
could
to
tell
be,
from
but.
here. Seems to be a lot of
Bob
okay.
is here, so.
Bob?
Oh, Bob. So,
Yeah.
Bob, can you put me on your next agenda?
Yeah, sure.
All
Okay.
right.
I mean, we've never, I since I've been out of there, I don't remember. I mean, you're a violation, and then it's always the zoning administrator who, deals with from
enforced
that
it,
point.
maybe.
Right, but they we the so the zoning administrator, actually it's me, because I violate people because I'm the one that sees the finished product or the almost finished product, depending on what time of year it is. And so I call Andy and I say, they're in violation. And he's like, then we send him a letter, and then they file for the variance, but we don't have a rule to say you need to stop building right now until
Right.
you get in compliance. We don't have any process or ruling about that. And
Very.
it's creating a problem for me because I'm the one that has to violate everybody.
Hey, Mary, this is Tim Hayes. Why don't you do what Act 250 does?
What's that?
Put a cease and desist order on.
Well,
End
because
it.
that
That's
costs
fine.
money, it's a legal process. And again, we do not have a building. We do not get a building permit. It's not like every phase of their building, somebody goes out and inspects and says, okay, no, you're in violation, or you've got to do this. It's when they're done, and I actually have people tell me, you can't come on my property until the project's finished. And they know that they're in violation. And they know I can only guess at what they're building. I can only go by the plan they gave me, that they're not in violation. So it's becoming a problem, and it's more becoming a problem because we've been years not really doing anything about it. And I think we need to put a good show to the town that no, you're not going to get away with this.
There's
I
been
understand. It sounds like it's
there is a problem.
overwhelming.
We've gone for a couple
Yeah.
of hearings. We've gone for a site visit, and they have already started construction,
Right.
even though they don't have a permit yet. So I looked into it, and I don't remember the exact wording, but it's only a violation that they have 7 days to stop. So they just wait till the hearing's over, and it doesn't, there's no repercussions there at all. And because we did ha dealt with that several times, once a couple times under Louisa and a couple times under me, and there wasn't anything we could do. It was like they started, they did it, but you can't say no, you don't get a permit. You
Okay.
can just say you're in violation, you can't build for 7 days, or you're if you go beyond 7 days and continuing, then you'll be in violation. But they just stop building then and wait till they get the permit. So,
Yes.
I mean, a lot of all of those cases were they were in compliance, so they weren't violating the bylaws. They just started early, so that was their plans were compliant with our bylaws.
Yeah, but she's talking about ones that aren't
Well,
compliant.
yeah, that's the
That's
problem.
the issue.
And that's happened a couple of times, and the
More than once,
yeah,
for
more than
sure.
once. And the zoning board has, in the past, we've never made anybody take a building down. So that was, that's kind of, should we start now, or should we get
Sure.
more strict, or
Yep.
and
Right, and that's what we need to determine.
yeah, that's that. I think that I talked to Mary last week
And
about that.
the I mean, I'm the one that sees it, and I'm the one, and I'm telling you, everybody pushes the max. They push the limit to their permits, to their building permits.
What
It's supposed to be 24 by 26. It's
yeah.
always comes out 25 by 27, and there's like a rule that you can get away with, 1.5 feet, up to 3 feet you can get away with. And
Wow.
anyway,
How
everybody
many
does.
times you measure
So,
that? Huh? Not all tape measures are the same.
yeah.
Well,
So next, I'm
go
sorry.
ahead. Go ahead.
So next step, Mary will be on your agenda
Yeah.
at the next meeting. And then based on your discussions, you guys can provide us an update at the next meeting.
Yeah.
Yeah, because what I'm saying here is like you got to police this, and then if you end up policing it, then you got people that are going to hire an attorney. So the town is going to hire an attorney,
That's going to
and it's
happen.
going to just be a vicious cycle.
Right. And that's a whole issue, David. You hit it on the head. So what do
Yeah,
we do about it to slow
I
it down or
know.
stop it or
You need to do some research. In other words, Bob and you get together and do some research on it and see what you can do without getting into a lot of litigation, because there's people out there that will end up, oh, well, I just got my attorney here and you deal with him for 6 or 8 months or a year, or maybe even two.
Well, that's one of the problems, and that's why we've shied away from it, is because some of these projects have been in the hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Yeah, I
To
agree
make
to
that take
that.
that down, we're going to run into a gate. So is it worth it? You know, that's what we've
Yeah,
discussed in our
it
meeting.
reminds me of the time that we got sued by
Don't figure
the
that one out.
guy that picked up the garbage. We got sued by him because we breached the contract. The contract, I think, was $8,000. We went to court. We actually we hired an attorney, went to court. The attorney sits there beside the three select board members, and we know we're right. We know we're right. But the attorney says to us, "Well, you know what this is going to cost you if you go to court?" He says, "This is going to cost you," and he started adding it up. And he says, "Well, I'm up to $17,000, and you owe this guy eight. What do you think more reasonable?" Well, we didn't like that. We had to eat crow.
That's the problem.
You just need the rules.
Huh?
People need the rules.
Yeah.
And people in town, this is Carol Davis, they need to know that the neighbors can participate in that appeal process. And it has to be done on a timely manner. That's why notices are out more public now. It can be done if we all watch our neighbors.
Hey Mary, this is Tim again. I would really encourage you to for you to get with Kevin Anderson at Act 250, because their process is cease and desist, and they've got an inspection officer who comes out. It
This
might
is the
be worth you
problem.
guys. What's that?
This is a problem. We have no, I'm sorry,
Right.
David, you said the word, you know, we have nobody to, patrol that to it.
Well,
You're talking
Andy's the
about a
building
big
inspector,
cost.
so give Andy an assistant. Somebody
Yeah,
help Andy.
we're talking about
Gary,
Gary's assistant.
Gary. Yeah, and that's what she's doing. She's just picking that up there.
Yeah. Okay.
Kind of the problem.
There's a
Okay.
question on hand.
Who?
Donna has a question.
Yeah, we need to move on to Donna. Go ahead.
Yeah, just one quick question. Why don't you make it part of the building permit so that you could say that if the permit's not followed, that if the town has to go to court, the co court, all court costs are covered. The building permits right now are very simple. Maybe we could make them
They're not
better.
building permits, they're zoning
All right,
permits.
zoning permits, whatever you want to call them, the permits are extremely simple.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much. That's all I it's something we need to bring up and address, and it
Yeah.
doesn't need to be solved today.
Okay, so I guess we're all set with that, everybody. Okay, road foreman, road closure, Long Pond Road.
Thanks.
Huh?
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
I'd like to do it June 16th or 17th, depending on the weather. It should only take us half a day. I'm very well.
June
They're just on
15 or
calls.
17.
And where would you close it from?
Just by the store, just past the store. So that anybody past the store would have to go around.
Yeah.
Because the culvert's just above the store.
Oh, okay. So
Quick
that's
question.
not.
Does the bus go up there? No. Just say, because I know it's last day of school sometime right there.
What day is it? I like to do the 16th or the 17th, depending
Are
on the
you going
weather.
to put notification out on that then? Okay.
You'll send me what you want it to say.
Okay, so yeah, all done with that, Dan. You're all set.
Do you need
Okay.
a motion on that?
I would do a motion just for
Yeah,
the.
okay.
I'll make a motion to
publicize.
Publicize Long Pond Road culvert change. Road will be closed by store either June 16th or 17th.
And then you could put in the highway number.
I thought you said June 15 to 17.
16.
Okay, 15 to 17. And the highway number.
And we need a second.
Second.
All in favor.
Aye.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead, Dan.
I know we talked about the like tractor for like the transfer station and a few times. I just didn't know if there was any way between selling the if we sold the tractor that doesn't really work, and then we sold the trailer, and then this fall you go sell one of the trucks, it'll pay for a small 40 to 60 horse or something like that tractor. I didn't know if it was worth looking at or no.
Yeah, which truck are you selling?
I should go, but it depends what you guys want to do. But I mean, if you think of the tractor and that's $5,000 towards, or $5 or $6,000 between the tractor and the trailer, you could possibly be able to put towards something. That you're looking at the ones we've been looking at are 22,000.
You're talking both tractors?
Both
tractors.
Yeah,
just
something
to
that's
we got to have something
40 to 60 horse.
So, what didn't we all just sell the trailer we had for the excavator?
No, we still have it. It's going out to bid.
Oh, okay. I thought
next meeting we'll.
Yeah.
Was
yeah.
it next
we'll
meeting we're going to open a bid on it? Okay.
Yeah. So just
but that one can't be used in.
Trailer?
Where, what?
We don't need the trailer.
No, I mean, we're talking about getting another.
We'll get rid of the tractor that doesn't have a PTO on it. So that way we could do some mowing with it, and it'd be if we got like a rock.
But the tractor doesn't need a trailer.
No.
Okay. The only reason we had that trailer was to haul the excavator around, right?
Yeah.
Okay. The excavator's gone.
Yeah.
So we're trying to get rid of the trailer now.
Sure.
Okay.
And like I said, the PTO doesn't work in that because obviously we didn't want to put the money into it this spring. So I just didn't know, is it worth doing a tractor that we could use in a transfer station could use, like, is it worth it?
So tractor, from my knowledge, we have the tractor that rakes the beach, and then there's the other tractor that has the mows the banks.
Yeah.
Okay. And this, which tractor are you talking about getting rid of?
The 1970.
The beach one.
The beach one. Okay.
Yeah. Because the PTO done that.
Yes.
That's 60 horse. Right?
Yeah.
So it'd just be nice to have a tractor that we could mow with because we bought a mower last year. The transfer station guys could move it with forks to do odds and ends stuff, and it would fit in to the downstairs if they needed to during the winter.
Quote a price.
Me and Isaiah have been looking kind of online. Sometimes you can pick up something between 22 and 28,000, 30,000 with fairly low hours on it. People have been putting them online. So it's kind of a hit or a miss, but
yeah. What are you looking at though?
There was a John Deere the other day. That
John Deere Kubota is where I would stay. But yeah, it's a few guys.
Yeah.
We found a John Deere the other day. That one had what 500 hours on it.
Yeah, something like
and
that.
And it was in the $28,000 range.
Yeah,
60 horse.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
I just didn't know if it was something you guys were interested in or not. It'd just be nice to have something that we can do more with than just for the beach. Then we could get like a skeleton bucket for it, and we wouldn't be taking so much sand off the beach. So we could pick more. Just
bring it.
Yeah. Well, we can look into. I mean, you can look into the tractors and see what they're gonna, what you can get per firm. I mean, that's the first thing I'd do. I mean,
yeah.
And then we'll go from there because we'll have that bid in what next meeting.
Yeah.
So we'll know what we have there for money, or we may not have any money.
Yeah, I know there's a few people interested in it. What they're gonna give, I have no idea.
No.
Okay.
I guess it would be good to if John's on vacation when he gets back, that
he'll be back for the 15th.
Yeah, to go over some numbers with him and see where we could fit it into the budget somewhere.
Yeah, like I said, by the time you sold that tractor, the trailer, if you did sell it, and then you sold the mass
structure,
easily paid for them, so you don't have any money, going out from the budget.
You know, the max worth a lot more than the tractor you're going to buy.
Though. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You know how I feel about the Mac.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So,
I like it too.
But, Yeah, I just figured, you know, by the time you sold all three, you wouldn't have to take anybody out of the
budget. And would keep the tractor with the
mower right
mower.
Now. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know what you would.
This is
You
an
got so much
additional
investment in it. I don't know what you would do with it at this point.
Does it work?
Yeah.
You
Yeah.
said it was. It used to creep.
It still does creep. It works, but we need a joystick at some point. But
No.
It works.
No.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, is that?
That was it. I
Okay.
just didn't know if it was, you know, worth me. I'd say to keep looking or just to kind of bag it and not look. That was all.
Those are hard because if a good deal comes up and then you say,
Well, that's why I was gonna. If you guys decided to buy one, I didn't know if you could pick out like two of you guys to say, okay, hey, let's go look at it and like maybe we'll, you know, to go look at it and say, buy it.
I think so that we still have to wait till. John,
I'm just saying down the road.
Yeah, he's not saying that tonight.
Yeah,
no. I mean,
no.
You know,
because it would be hard
just
to get
starting
a
the
deal
conversation
and then wait 2 weeks for another meeting and then it's not
yeah.
gonna hold it.
So
Okay.
where would you be looking at? In other words, what's your market you're going out for? In other words, whereabouts is it a dealer or is it?
There's one at a dealer. Shaddix had a couple good ones in and out. They don't last long. And then Facebook Marketplace once in a while has got some pretty good deals. Like I said, that deal and that other one that we just saw the other day was a pretty good deal for.
Yeah, that was a private sale.
Yeah, I think it was a 16 or 17.
Yeah.
And it was 500 hours for 28,000. I think it came with forks, a bucket, and maybe even a bush hog.
Yeah.
So fairly good deal on that one.
Okay. Anybody have any more questions?
Nope. Nope.
Okay. Okay, the next one, I guess, Dan.
So the store. So you guys decided to pay Long Pond Road. Andrew's rocks that he's got out there, he moved them out of like the blacktop a few years ago. And I know I
right,
did.
Those rocks,
I just had to talk to him last fall about moving them and still hadn't. They will have to be moved in order to pay. So I don't know what you guys want to do.
Did you bring it up with him again?
I had it this year. I just didn't know where.
Okay.
We'll just tell him what
no, I think they have to
the
be
rocks
moved.
Moved.
Yeah, so
yeah.
I mean, it's kind of like Liz, you know, we had to
right.
I mean, that's I mean, I don't know how do you feel about that? I mean,
I can reach out to him again, and if he says it, well, I can give him a firm date that hey, they've got to be moved by
that's
two
what he's
weeks, and if they're not moved, then
we move them.
Yeah,
we'll
give
move them.
Give him a firm date.
Yeah, and I don't mean to tell you, I mean, I think he needs to understand what he can put them back. What you need to. I think he's doing it for insurance purposes.
Well, I know Andrew has also mentioned putting he wants to put a concrete or asphalt curb there.
Okay.
But
he wants to asphalt it.
But that would be on his dime. I told him town's not going to pay for.
Well, he also would have to.
It should be in the right of way.
You can't be in the right of way.
Right.
Because
that water's going to hit that curb and go all the way down, and it's going to go and sit between like where his gas pumps are, that little ravine and room 16 through room 5.
Yeah.
So
it's
a bad idea.
It's a hard
okay.
situation because all that runoff goes right into the brook and right out into the water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bad.
And then, I don't want to say anymore.
No.
So you'll talk to him again, and if that
I'll
doesn't go anywhere,
then
we'll have to proceed
in
a more official manner.
Yep.
Because you're not going to pay that until fall.
Yeah, I'm guessing the end of August. I
yeah.
Say.
Okay.
But I don't want to wait until the day that they're showing up to the room.
Right.
Okay. Everybody else set on it?
Yep.
Okay, old business. Route 5A grant agreement scope study needs select board approval.
So I sent that to all of you. And that is the Route 5A
corridor.
Scoping study for pedestrian bike path.
Yeah.
And so it's a standard grant agreement. It is federal funds, just so you all know. So there are quite a few requirements.
I see there's a lot of pages.
Most of it's the federal requirement, so
the books.
But John has already volunteered to be that point man on this, right?
Let's
Yes.
nominate him.
Yes, I'm managing the grant.
John is.
Yeah. So I have a question because this started before I was here. And I had heard a couple of different things. I wasn't involved in it. A couple of different things about what the scoping study actually includes. And as I read it, and I didn't read every word, it really just deals with a walking or bike path. But I had been told previously when I asked a question that this is needs to be done dealing with all safety between here and there, and that could out of it, even if a bike path was not approved, they could make other safety recommendations for that section of the road. But I didn't see anything in there that has them doing anything in regards to safety. It was specific to the bike and walking path.
Mm-hmm. Feasibility.
So,
it's
yeah,
to
right.
Determine feasibility.
So my question then becomes, we're spending $50,000, and I know it was already approved, but we're spending on $50,000. If they come back and say a bike path, walking path isn't feasible, we've got no other safety recommendations out of that $50,000 based on what I read. And I'm just asking if that is the other members of the board's understanding also, or if I may have missed something because I'm coming into it late.
No. I think one of the things was I think we had quite a discussion on that with other towns that have done this.
Mm-hmm.
And generally, it's hard to even get it done, I think. I mean, to get a feasible.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I'm not remembering right. Because,
well, I think
the one thing I thought
tacked on,
I read
was considered to be walking
path. The people that put this together was Ellie.
To allow five people.
No, this is Peggy Zimmer, so that's why I think
so
that has to be.
Right. I'm sorry.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, but my understanding, if they say it's not feasible, if they say a walking path is not feasible.
Yeah. Oh, they don't give an alternative.
They don't give any alternatives or say, you might want to put up some additional speed limit signs. Like if they come back and say it's not feasible, then they say it's not feasible. There's no extra safety recommendations or alternatives.
Well, I thought from the meetings we've had with the RAM group, it was they were supposed to come in with three or four alternatives of, you know, we can spend $1 million and widen the road. We can spend... I think they were going to come in with alternatives.
Right, but I didn't
in there.
I didn't
yeah.
see that.
I didn't read it
in there.
So
and that's
I
my concern.
Yeah. In there, it's not stating that.
It's not stating
right.
there.
So if it goes back, you know, let's just say hypothetically that you can't do this for a walking path, but the whole reason for the walking path was to provide safety.
No, I understand that.
Yeah, that was built in. It was built in.
Right, but they're not going to
that
grant
does
not address alternative solutions if a walking path is not feasible.
Yeah, and I think what you're getting at is you're going to spend all that money and you're going to end up with nothing.
And it does mandate that they
right.
work with the property owners. And what they say, there's 32 or something. There's quite a few property owners.
72.
Oh.
I think there's 72 property owners.
That have
if
to be involved
sides,
in the process.
That could be affected. But
that,
yeah.
And that's one of the...
yeah, so that's what I'm asking. Again, it's already been approved. It was. I understand that, but it... just based on the way that is written, it is possible that we spend this money and we don't, and they say it's not feasible and they don't offer alternatives.
When
because
the
way I,
or
and I had noticed that too, but I do know if I'm remembering it correctly, it was supposed to have like one of the options could be the updated signs that have, you
right.
know, slow down or whatever
right.
with the radar in. But I didn't see that in there.
I didn't see that in there. That was my concern.
Yeah.
Because we talked about additional options, but I don't see that in the grant.
Probably Peggy's the one that knows best. And
yeah, she's not.
He won't be back for a couple more weeks.
But if it's not in writing.
I understand, but she might be able to get that, you know, discuss with them your issues. And
is there a due date on that?
Award start date June 7th.
Yeah, and again, that we've already signed the other.
Right. That's right.
Well, the
yeah.
other one was
we
just now moving
no.
forward. This is the agreement.
Okay.
You don't.
We can table until next meeting.
And then it is
But
what
the
it
town
is.
is on is out like 10,000, and the ramp group is working on making
Right.
money so that that 10,000 isn't just the town paying. They're hoping to raise enough, and she had a couple of grants that
No,
were enough.
I'm less concerned about where the money is coming from, per se, and that if we had previously approved this because we thought we were going to get some alternative,
That we get.
if we can't do a walking path and this doesn't outline that we're getting alternatives, are we getting, is everybody on understanding that is how this is written? And again, I'm coming into it late, so I don't want to, I'm not looking to throw a wrench into it, but what was described and what is in there are not
The
the
same.
same.
I would say
You
it.
might have signed what's in here. Project commitment form. We acknowledge we're responsible for the local share. We're ready to
Right.
move forward and
And that
sign
was
it
already signed.
within 1 month
That's what we signed.
within 1 month of receiving it, it says. Within 2 months, then V-Trans, the grantee shall obtain schedule from an engineering consultant. We will submit. So this was signed. We acknowledge that we are responsible for providing the local share of the project funding and commit to do so. So as you said, that's 10,000 that's committed.
Yeah, so that's already been done.
And we're ready to move forward with this project, and we'll sign the grant agreement, which this is, within 1 month of receiving it from the state. I feel like he received it just before he left at some point. I'd have to look at my emails to see the exact date. There's not a date. So it sounds like either way, the 10,000 has been committed. But you have a month to sign it
A month from,
from the date of receipt. And I could,
and we received it this week, or
I can try to look. It might take a minute, though. I don't want to lose the Zoom thing. That's the problem.
Well, that's okay. I mean, I think we've got a month or less, possibly, right?
Yeah,
It's,
well, maybe maybe five,
so,
but we should have till the next meeting.
till the 15th. That's 2 weeks.
Yeah,
That's what you're trying to
meeting.
say.
And Peggy will be back by then
Yeah.
to
Even if he did, let's say the worst case scenario, he got it after last meeting, after the 18th, or it would have been on the 18th. So
1 month from, that's what she's trying to think. Well, from the last meeting.
I'm just trying to figure it
If it
out.
came after the 18th, our next meeting's on the 15th.
So that's
We
within a
should
month.
have done
Yeah. Good
it
job.
under
So we're
eight.
okay.
Okay, table till next meeting.
Okay.
And David, if I could address my email to you now, because it's in relationship to the scoping study. Would that be okay? This is Carol Davis. And I just, I sit on the ramp committee, and I can't state what that study actually says. But one of the things that I've heard recently was that the state of Vermont Tourism Department thinks there's going to be a lot of people on the road, even though gas prices are high. And I came across NVDA having a study in 2015 of the North Beach road. And I thought the town, as being part of the NVDA, could request a new study. And then that would be just part of the project for for this scoping thing, and give us an idea of how many people are coming in. If, and we also were talking about expanding the parking or the side of the North Beach Road. And I just thought it seemed like it was all together, but there was one part missing that we just really don't know how many people come through that end of town. And if NVDA would do a study for free for us, it would be good.
I think, Dan, didn't we try to get MBDA to do another study for us? And you said they were so far out that.
Yeah, that was last summer.
So did we get on a list, or we just said, oh, it's too far away?
Yeah,
Maybe we just make a request.
I don't know. I just remember we wanted to do a
Because
study.
we were talking about signage at that point.
Signage
Yeah.
and
Oh, yeah.
the
For the
change
town.
for
For the
the
whole town.
walkways and signs.
I reached out to Doug and see if he's
Yeah.
where we're at, because I know he said he'd
Yeah.
put us on the list,
Okay.
but I haven't heard since.
Okay. Then maybe we should
Yeah.
ask.
I can reach out to
Doug
Doug.
Martin.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's the V-Trans you're talking about?
No,
Oh,
that's
no.
just MBDA.
MBDA.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank
Right.
you.
This
Okay.
Eastern Vermont Development Association.
Should that come through while I am out, you can
What's
report.
that?
I'm just trying to figure, as discussed, what other okay. I don't know. It didn't come directly to me. It came through to John, and I'm seeing May 14th here. Some,
This grant thing.
well, I don't know why he wouldn't have put it on the 18th agenda though. Well, I think so. May 14th. Thanks. Okay, so on May 14th, he said, should the grant document come through while I'm out, you can forward it to Elaine. Obviously, it came after that, but before he left. So it came last
Okay,
week.
we're
Okay.
still okay with the Thursday.
I don't want to be the one to say that.
Yeah, we're
Okay.
my mass is we're within 30 days.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so the next one. You're all set with everybody?
Yep.
Yep. Next one is update zoning fees, effective date.
Well, we updated them at the last meeting, but we didn't put an effective date, so we just wanted to see if July 1st worked. And that way I can put out notice prior to.
About that for everybody.
Yep.
We'll make
Effective as of
make it into a motion.
July 1st.
I'll make a
The
motion.
last
The
time?
effective
Okay.
date on the zoning fees will be July 1st,
I'll second it.
2026.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay, the next one is Kingdom Games, approval needed. Swim. Yeah, approval needed, Kingdom Swim, August 8th.
So he had sent his letter requesting it, and per the select board, I sent him the assembly application. I did not receive anything. I even sent him an email reminding him that you're meeting tonight. So I'm not sure. Maybe I should give him a call.
That.
Phil White for the Kingdom Swim. I don't, do you want to wait for that paperwork? Is okay.
Yeah, plenty of time.
Okay.
He'll come
So
through.
I'll try to actually call him. I just
Okay.
maybe he's busy.
If we bend on
For
this,
one, we can't
oh
correct.
yeah, we get
Yeah.
ourselves.
Okay. I agree. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so I'll try to call.
Next one, North Beach update.
So I guess Bill, that's you. I don't know. The outhouse I think they talked about.
Outhouse?
The bathroom, we got to wait on you. The insurance guy did say if we're going to keep it, then we should do some repairs on it.
Right, right.
Because the roof is starting to cave in and the front wall
It's
is getting
crap.
pretty tender. So there's enough problems with it. If I don't know if what the composting toilets need for space, or do they? It might be if where we have tanks in the ground, it might not work for a composting toilet anyway.
We don't know any of that
Yeah,
yet. We
so,
don't know any of that yet.
but there's a lot of reasons to get rid of it. But if it, I don't know, even keeping it for a composting toilet, it was just a grubby place that
He didn't give.
electrical, we could move. Get a smaller wooden build and put it behind the tennis court and cut our power, the cost of running the power probably
That's
in
a good
half.
idea. There's some environmental endangered species plant growth up there. There was talk about that when we looked into this years ago. Remember?
Well, you got the wetlands behind there, but
Wetlands, yeah.
you can't do anything with a wetland,
It's
but
not
it's
going in the ground, right? If you
Well,
have a port, if you have the composting toilet, it's not going into the grounds, but it's
I
not
don't
a
know how they
wetland.
I don't know
Right.
how they work. I don't know
See,
anything about
It's a
them.
tank, I think.
So, yeah,
No,
there's a
but
tank
maybe
now,
we
but
should be moving it to behind the basketball court,
Yeah.
right?
Yeah.
That's wetland area. We don't know. We don't know. It's, you know,
well,
I think, you have to look at.
Yeah, I think when you do a study on this,
yeah,
you have to do the study on what's it going to cost to bring this building into compliance to do this.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then you need to look at the other option of what do you need for a building to house these? Does it can be just simple wood with a cement
yeah.
slab?
Yeah.
Or what? You know, that would be my approach.
Right. Just
you want?
No, if the building, well, again, we asked Miriam to move forward with doing that, gathering some information. So I guess the question is the building, we know the building's not in great shape. Is it safe enough to get another 6 months while we do the
They seem amenable to, you know, working with whatever our project would be and helping out in with those matters. Because I said, we don't know about this building, whether or not it's even intact itself.
I think we'll stick with waiting, get the information, and then make a holistic decision on that whole area.
I didn't look at the whole building when I was over there, but the front part's got a block half missing.
And the roof is rotten up near the.
But we don't let nobody in there.
Right. No, it's locked.
Yeah.
Is it locked?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Who's got the key?
And we could put some signs on
You've
it
got
too.
The key?
No, I don't have the keys. I was just saying, I've seen the Clivis composting toilets for houses. They basically have a toilet on the first floor and a tank in the basement, a holding tank.
No.
So that's when you said Clivis, I figured, oh, they must be planning to be.
One of the first questions they asked was, are you addressing a residence, a private property, or public? And I said public, and she said, we're good to go. Let's look. So I don't know if there's, it's all unknown. It was just exploratory on my part.
Yeah, I mean, and the tanks might be usable for composting toilet. We don't know. I don't know how they work.
Well, the existing tanks.
The tanks that are in there are, all they are is the base out of a porta potty, the plastic base out of a porta potty.
Yeah,
that's the tank.
That is what those tanks are. In
yeah,
there.
Yeah, that's what they put in there. They slid them in from the back.
Yeah,
and the thing what they had before that.
I don't know. I almost think they slid them in the door. They're literally this
I
big.
I think they went through the back, but maybe you need to take a close look.
Because Dan and I looked at them.
They're not very big.
Yeah.
I don't think they're 20
years ago. They did.
But years ago there was a tank underground.
Oh yeah,
in there. That's what it.
Yeah, and then we got to a point where
they wouldn't pump them in.
No, because you've got diapers. And you come in pumping up a diaper into your, you know, the guys. I mean, they just didn't want to touch it.
Yeah.
So then we figured we'd go to the smaller one, and that's what happened. Yeah.
That's going to be a question for the Clivis folks. The question for the Clivis folks is, how does the system handle all the crap that's going to go in there? We know there's going to be crap.
Well, you know, I don't know even if it's going to be water based or what.
Yeah.
Because
no,
it's composting. Composting.
I should just ask them.
Yeah.
You know, how do they handle it?
You know, I mean, gonna have,
I'm quite sure they run into it.
You know.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's this dedicated. Technician here, I really would like to get as soon as possible somebody out there to actually stand with us at the building, take a look at it, and say, yes, that we could do this, yes, we can. So,
now, did the South End ever put in their composting toilets? And if not,
no, I asked him about that
why.
A couple of years ago, why they didn't, and he just said that we didn't do that, so I don't know. But what do they have down there? A dozen porta potties, or what do you call them, portalettes down there?
Six or
multiple.
Eight. There are six or eight down there.
Multiple, yeah.
Okay.
So there must have been a reason there.
Right.
Yeah. David, I have a question for Bill.
Yeah.
What's the story with the paving? Remember, we were there last 2 weeks ago, and they're going to pave a little bit extra towards the grass.
We had decided we were going to pave to the rock.
It doesn't look like. You can do that though. Is the base okay?
They're only going out 3 feet. They're not going all the way to the rock.
No, I know they're not going to the rock.
Yeah,
but
that part
I'm pretty sure that, you know.
Okay. It just didn't look any different than what we've already had. I thought they were
preparing. They are. I don't think they're finished, Carol.
Okay.
I think I think when they get there, that'll be groomed and they'll
okay.
take their roller and go over it and whatever.
Yeah.
Okay, so the next one is Elizabeth Tucker, letter at berm on Long Pond Road.
So I had forwarded that all to you from Jim.
Yes.
She had contacted him when the board didn't want to issue a letter, and he
Right.
suggested this letter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, this
Yeah, we sound
pretty much covers it, I would say.
I think I've read it, but it's been a while since.
I
But
think you have one in there.
yeah.
Yeah,
Okay.
it was in
Who's
the
got one?
package.
That's the one copy you got tonight.
My printer doesn't work. I should do.
Yeah, no, I don't remember it.
Still haven't got that going yet.
Okay, so what do we do? Send this?
If you want to sign it, you can mo that's up.
Now I'll make a motion. We sign the letter
Second.
to Elizabeth Tucker.
All those
Aye.
in favor?
You just handle the letter?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah.
All of
But
us sign
those are
it.
copies. You have copies. This is the original.
Okay.
If you want to all sign it, he had only.
I think we should, but
Okay. Yep.
again.
Either way. No, that's not the deal, son.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, we haven't designated. See, if we've designated me to sign it, then it'll be all right. So I'm getting out of
Yeah, sounds like
that.
getting trickier, yeah. Yes,
Yeah.
the hat comes off, all bets are off.
Yeah. There's no Red Sox on
You got a Yankees game to watch?
it. I could. Yeah.
Might be. They're gonna lose.
I doubt it. Yeah.
The record runs in and
I
matter.
don't want to. I don't want to say too much about the Red Sox because we got a real Red Sox fan over here.
Right on, right on. Paul Cronin, that's right. So that stops me up. Yeah, I am. Yeah.
Oh, Jason.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, is that all set now?
Yes.
Okay, the local citizens and visitors.
You skipped me
Yeah,
earlier.
yep, so.
Oh, it
Gosh.
is?
NEKWNO.
Oh, it did again.
Sorry, I'll give you
Okay, Marion,
four or
go for
five minutes.
Oh, there's a hand raised.
it. What's that?
Donna?
Yeah,
Donna?
yes. I just wanted to bring the select board and the community up to date on the 248A, Section 248A. The
Is
effort that
that a separate?
Yeah, we're not
Yeah,
in the local.
we're
Yeah,
not
we're
into it.
not there yet.
Oh, sorry. Okay,
That's
sorry about
okay. Hang
that.
on.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, these are some notes from the Northeast Kingdom Waste Management Board of Supervisors meeting, May 12th, 2026. The entire meeting dealt with one issue, the financial situation that waste management is currently experiencing. For the last 6 months, in fact, the last year, the district has seen a significant reduction in revenue, primarily from the trash and CD surcharge, as well as a decline in income from recycling sales. The increase and decline in surcharge revenue is at 45% reduction, or $100,000 since 2025. Immediate corrective action is warranted to stabilize the financial situation for the remainder of this year. Some causes were offered as to what was going on. As I just mentioned, the most significant decline in revenue is from the trash and surcharge, trash and CD surcharge, currently set at $29.50 a ton. This is also due to the reduction in solid waste disposal. Also is a decline in recycling volume. Less material is being picked up, less material is processed and sold for revenue. There's also a decline in the value of the recycling commodities, the plastic, cardboard, and paper, et cetera, other items. All of these are not paying what was expected from sales. Thus, this is another reduction in revenue. At the same time, costs have been increasing, insurance, inflation, and especially diesel fuel due to current events in the Middle East. That's the director's comment. Current events in the Middle East. Actions have been taken. Funds have been transferred from the capital fund to the general checking account to pay bills and meet payroll. The capital fund is down and is not able to meet near-term expenses. Waste management has not yet used their line of credit, but may have to. Let's see. The director pointed out that this current situation is not the result of excessive spending. They've been making all efforts to minimize spending, making no purchases of non-essential material or services. Waste management district has three fewer full-time employees than 2025 and have been over-reliant on part-time employees to handle the workload. The problem, folks, is loss of revenue. Explanations were offered about why waste management has arrived at such a perilous financial situation. The district has been losing money on nearly every program that has operated over many years. The problem has been moderated by periodically raising the trash surcharge to balance the books. This has masked the vulnerability of finances to a downturn in the surcharge income. For too long, the district has been heavily dependent on the surcharge and the false assumption that that revenue from that single source is guaranteed to increase. Remember, the surcharge is on solid waste disposal and construction debris. Surcharge income is currently two-thirds of revenue and is now declining. Broad-based funding should have been initiated before now to avoid being too reliant on this one single revenue stream, and also to reflect the costs, the true costs of the various programs that waste management offers. And here is my opinion, the tough part. The director has said everything is free. If that doesn't work when people throw away less trash. The director believes that the time is now to start operating more like a business than a charity and adopt a new financial environment by charging fees to cover the cost of programs that are losing money. This is a user pay model for trash disposal, meaning that the municipality, our town, pays for hauling and tipping, and a waste management surcharge should be initiated for handling trash and CD material. This money should be used for many of the programs that waste management offers to people. And I'm a little bit confused about the additional payments for trash and CD disposal, as we are already paying for hauling and tipping of trash, and the town is billed by Casella for the tipping charge, how much we're spending up there to deposit our trash and CD materials. Anyway, back to recycling. The cost of delivering recycling services should be financially valued in order to remain fiscally stable in the long term. Presently, the appliance disposal, the user pays nothing. Hazmat and other accepted materials for recycling, the user pays nothing. The stop fees that the user, that's the municipality, us, pays for collection are less than the cost of that service itself. Recycling, however, is waste management's business, but the days of selling recyclables to generate significant revenue appear to be over. Selling commodities won't pay the bills, and collecting, processing, and selling materials loses money. But the service is essential, so waste management must adapt the current system to afford to keep on recycling. In contrast to all other waste management districts in Vermont, any KWMD allows free disposal of nearly all recyclables. Any KWMD is an exception and not the rule regarding operations. Director comment. Waste Management District needs to make decisive decisions now to address the short-term budget. Probably, we're all familiar with the recent rise that was made at the last meeting for appliance disposal and the increase in the stop fees and so on. Those are short-term alternatives or actions. Longer-term actions include the surcharge increase from $29.50 to $31, Also, eliminating remote hazmat and bulky item events. Residents should bring their own items directly to Lindenville. These remote events are costly and require overtime pay and diesel costs to travel to remote town facilities. Lindenville is a year-round collection facility. Residents should be able and would be able and should continue to bring their own materials to the facility and to schedule an appointment for hazmat and bulky items that they would like to deliver on every Thursday and Saturday from May to September. That's all pretty dire. What's going on? The idea was, you know, less trash, more recycling.
But
both,
now
both are down. Both
yeah,
are way down.
Because people don't have the money. People aren't buying junk at Walmart anymore and throwing away all the packaging that comes with it. So,
well, there's one, you know, kind of lame alternative, I guess, from Chris that said, well, these are on the market. You're going to begin to see alternative packaging materials, for one thing. So what, you know, the cardboard, styrofoam, the stuff that we've been chanting about that should be recycled, he believes they're no longer going to be available. So I don't know what's going on, but it's interesting that both solid waste and recycling are declining.
Yeah, by
anybody got any ideas why?
Declining population.
The what?
Declining population.
Declining population?
Mm-hmm.
No, I think we're growing, but
I think Vermont's losing population.
Losing population.
One of the highest.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, what kind of is
Vermont's losing population?
Yeah. Yeah.
Hmm.
Because we're getting older and we're losing population.
But I think we're not buying as much junk.
That too.
The price of all of it coming from China went up so much, people's quit buying it.
I think also, I was just reading that the recycling of plastics is not efficient. There's too many chemicals, something like 16,000
yes,
chemicals, and they don't mix well together, so you can't recycle the plastics. So it's down to like 6% of plastic that people think are being recycled.
Can't be recycled.
Yeah.
It's interesting. And plastic, I think, is our most brought in recyclable material at the transfer stations here.
Well, China used to take it all, most of it. Because they don't have the regulations.
Right, they might.
At all, but they're not taking it now.
Nobody wants their crap anymore. That's what I'm reading. Right. Nobody wants it.
But the people are bringing it in.
But yeah, it's not going into up there. The surcharge, is not even getting to Coventry. You know, just then, if the number is down 45%, that's a big drop in
$100,000 in 1 year. Yeah,
see,
they've lost.
See, the thing with the surcharge is it's collected by Casella.
Mm-hmm.
Then the surcharge goes to them, and that's a middleman.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So, if you wanted to do an auditing process,
that would be interesting. Yeah.
I won't say anything more. I mean, why I say that is this has come up before. This isn't the first time. I mean, we've had these discussions, and especially about surcharges and stuff like that. And how do you keep track? How does a town keep track of the surcharge?
It's very complicated,
yes.
David. I have tried for weeks to figure out who's getting paid the surcharge. What do we pay Myers?
Well,
we also pay this as Casella.
It's based on tonnage.
That's right.
So if
that's
the guy
right.
that does the work that picks it up
yep.
goes there,
yep.
and if it's not recorded right,
yep.
it gets lost.
Mm-hmm.
It gets lost in the figures.
Then Casella ends up sending that to us, right, Elaine, and budget?
Well, I think we pay for the surcharge to Myers, and I think we pay for the actual crash to Casella.
Yeah.
I don't know anymore, but.
Yeah.
But it's quite complicated.
John,
I still don't have it figured out.
Oh, probably not.
But
when I used to do it, I knew it, but
yeah.
I know I
if
have to report
it. If they're talking like
it.
Going from 29 to 31, I don't know what their price, but it's not going to make or break that.
Well, it's not going to break, but I'm trying to think, you know, in numbers, how much trash is generated Because that's only like a dollar and what half or something like that.
Right.
And that's gonna make or break them. So how much are they talking in tonnage here? See, we don't even know that.
That's
And
what
that
the thing
figure
is.
is we can get though, because I have to report it to the
Yeah, but I'm
state.
thinking of the overall district, because see,
Oh, I'm
that's
just
their
talking.
budget.
Declined. It's all declined,
I.
the tonnage, the amount,
Yeah.
the solid waste disposal.
Yeah.
It's not going up to Casella.
Do you get those numbers,
What
Mary?
the?
Well,
No, I try to.
for the whole district, you know. Yeah, all the member
For
towns.
our town or for the whole district?
For the whole district.
49 towns in this district,
Oh.
by the way.
And then
We're not the only one.
how much is the tonnage?
Yeah.
You know, that tells you how much this $31 will be being,
Yeah.
how big a amount of
Right.
money that is.
Right.
It's kind of crazy because I
It's
think
very, it's
Myers.
very complicated.
Oh yeah. Yeah, we've dealt with this before. I mean, it's nobody's been able to figure it out yet.
Not even the people from the state when we had them in, and they said no garbage was coming from Massachusetts or Connecticut or
Oh,
anything. And
did
it
you
was
see the
like,
state guy that was you here when I asked the state guy when he was
I know,
leaving?
you
He
know, we asked them that.
left. I asked him point blank. I says, "Are we getting trash from down country?" And I got no comment and out the door. It's just, it was a.
But you know, from what you said, just as I said, the implication is that it's been mismanaged for years, which
Yeah,
I'm a
but
little bit uncomfortable with
I
that.
don't. Well, I don't.
I
You
think
know,
Paul Massey ran it on
I
he ran it on a shoestring and a juggling.
yeah.
I mean,
And now, you know, because of this, he's only been in the job 6 months, Chris Thompson, and he wants to completely change the format of operations. I don't
Okay.
know.
Okay, we need to move on.
Yep, enough.
Thank
We
you,
were?
Miriam.
Yeah. Thank you, Mary.
Welcome.
Yeah.
You want to do that overweight permit for Structural Wood Corporation, Warren
Yeah.
Hill
Yeah.
Truckman? I'll make motion to approve that.
I'll
Okay.
second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 We've done the hybrid meeting. Now we go to local citizens and visitors,
Yep.
questions and discussion.
Yep.
Now,
Okay.
I'll go ahead and Donna, because I'm just going to address the same, somewhat the same issue. But I should have gotten a letter to you before this meeting, and I didn't. Cindy people.
Yeah.
I wanted to update you on this appeal process that's going on for the ITW Power Cross Auto. The intervener's appeal is going to go to oral argument in the Supreme Court on June 18th. That's Thursday, June 18th. And it's going to be 9:45 in the morning.
Yep.
And the public is welcome.
Yep.
Let's see, what else can I say about that? If anybody wanted to go attend, you should get there early because you need to go through security and not carry pen knives and have your photo ID
Okay.
available. And I was hoping this would be able to go into the minutes of the meeting just in case the people in the community who would want to know are following this.
Did you say where,
Cindy? Oh, in the Supreme Court. Yeah.
In Burlington?
Yes. No, in Montpelier.
Montpelier. Oh.
Yeah. The Supreme Court in
Yeah. And
Montpelier.
when is it?
It's a Thursday, June 18th
If you could just
at
send
nine.
that in an email,
And I'll send it
because
to
I'd
you.
like to have it and
Yeah.
I can take the
And
information.
now, if anybody on the board has interest in any of the documents that have been submitted, the brief, the reappeal, which explains the issues that are being appealed, and the reply from the Department of Public Service and ITW, and I could forward those to Elaine.
Yeah, we have not received anything from the attorneys.
No, you probably wouldn't receive them from anybody else, but
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd be glad to forward them to you if you.
Yeah. Go ahead.
That's
Yeah.
you could
Yeah,
forward
that's
them,
good. Yeah.
and I could forward them to them.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I think Donna wanted
Yeah.
to follow up.
And the gentleman behind you too.
I will, but if Donna has a continuance of that, then let her go.
Yes,
Donna?
thank you. There is, we are concerned citizens, not only the interveners, people that have supported the legal fees to go to Supreme Court. We're doing a caravan on the 18th, so if anyone's interested, we're showing support because when the public shows up, and the justices, the Supreme Justices, see that, it means, wow, this town is interesting. It means something. It would be helpful to get the word out there, and we could give Elaine the information as far as we're going to have a whole bunch of people driving together to Montpelier that day. Right. Okay. And just so you know, it's only half an hour, 15 minutes on one side, 15 minutes on the other side. That's all it is. It's a half an hour that everyone gets with the briefs and all the paperwork's in, but it's a half an hour to say, this is why we think we should win. And just so you know, the emphasis is on the fact that the town did not get deference in the PUC decision, meaning they ignored everything you submitted and say, and they listened to the tower company saying, oh, you got it in late. You didn't get it in the first 30 days. Just ignore it. So we stand a good chance on this, but it's just the fact to show you that it matters to show up. I testified in front of the House Digital Infrastructure Committee, and I testified at the Senate Finance Committee, and the tower companies were saying, oh, make 248A a permanent statute. Don't oversee it anymore. Okay. Well, we made headway. They it was sunsetting this year, and instead of doing it for 3 years, they're doing it for 4 years. They did not make it permanent law. And they're saying, yes, the PUC does need to readdress what the issues are. So it does pay to speak up. It does pay to have our names in there. And at the Senate committee, at the rebuttal, our Department of Public Service, they rebutted with Bob Kennedy's letter. They used that. That affects the whole state, saying, oh, well, Bob said he couldn't see the balloon, and Bob said this. But also in Bob's letter, what they left out was Bob said the neighbors are going to be affected. Our town ordinance says this. So that is why I'm just, you know, this is, we really have come a long way. And if anyone's interested, contact Cynthia or me, and we'll welcome you on board on the 18th. We didn't give up, and we are making headway.
Okay.
Bruce, yeah. Did you?
Well, Bruce.
Good. Thank you, Bruce Moffat, 107 Miles Lane. I'm here to talk about or bring up the subject of the boat washing station. But first, I want to recognize Carmen Anderson and all the work that she has done as a volunteer to get it to where it is. I agree with the need for one. What I disagree with is its location. And what I disagree with is none of the land owners who are stakeholders in that vicinity were brought into the process or given opportunity to discuss. And we think that there's hopefully a better place for it than there. We've been told it's temporary. We've been told it doesn't make much noise. We've been told there's no runoff. But my investigation says, first of all, I don't believe anything's temporary. Once you establish it, it's there. Second of all, the noise, it's the boat motors will have to run in order to flush the cooling systems. They're not doing the bilges, but they are doing the cooling systems. To do that, they've got to run the pressure washer. We know what a 3,000-pound pressure washer sounds like. And it has to run continuously to generate enough electricity so that the kerosene heater can heat the hot water. Hot water then has to go into some kind of either connector to an inboard boat or a muff on an external drive boat. The motors have to run for several minutes with no muffler or noise abatement. So it is going to be noisy. How many boats? We don't know. Projection is one or two, maybe a day and a weekend. But they're going to man it for 6.5 hours, 7 days a week. And I just want to say that the neighbors are not in favor of that. Runoff, it's not contained. Is there going to be a lot? I don't know. Will it drain and filter through that sand bed up there? Maybe. But the thought of it is not appealing. And I know that usually you can't just put contaminated wash water on the ground, usually. And there is a spring, open spring well, I'm in place of progress. Access, it's 50 mile an hour speed limit there. The posting for 35 is down below the intersection. So you're going to have boats coming into that and exiting that 55 mile an hour area. There's room for what, maybe two or three, not even three. I think probably two to stack up or cleaning. If there's more than that, I don't know where they go. Again, we're very much in favor of having a washing station someplace for the safety and sake of the lake. But I can tell you that Mountain Lake Cottages, my property, Baker's, Pepper, are not in favor of them. And I don't know how the process got to this level without us being included.
Okay, is that it, Bruce?
That's it.
Okay, we can't act on this because it's not on the agenda. We can't make decisions on it because there's no agenda item. Mm. So we've taken an end to your.
So should I? Let me ask a question. If I put it on the agenda,
for a future meeting,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
In the meantime, we can, you know, or whatever they can, you can do some more research to see what, you know, what can happen. I think we all want a wash station.
Yeah.
And I know we've tried to find a place, but
cut down on no.
I know I was there. That. I was there the morning the state guy came. He looked at it. I heard him. He said it was fine. So
it's not his backyard.
It was pouring rain. So, in other words, it was pouring rain and there was no water standing.
No, it's all draining down the hill to our properties. It's a steep hill there. It's
rocky. I know. Yeah, I see it. Yeah.
And I have, every time it rains,
I was, yeah.
The walkways down to the lake are wet. Yeah. So it all drains down.
Yeah.
But in any event, who made that decision? This is a, in my opinion, a variance of the use of the right of way. It's not a simple fee-owned piece of land. It's the right of way.
Yeah. Okay. Well, the state owns the land.
They own the right of way.
No, they own the land. No, they own the land.
Just like they own the land right of way all through 5.
Yeah, but they own that area. Because I know that's for a reason.
For the purpose of transportation.
No.
That's how you acquire.
No.
How'd they acquire?
Well,
I don't want to get down there that rabbit hole.
No, but I just want to. That used to be a state shed. Okay.
No, it used to be a salt shed. I know.
Yeah. And the state, well, they used to keep their stuff there. But
yeah, truck.
Once it was Rodney that got killed there in a salt. Okay. So, anyways, once this. After this happened, they tore everything down and just did away with things. Then they came to the select board and offered it to the select board for $1. So that tells me that that's not just a right of way. Why would they sell the town of Westmore that for $1 if it's not more than a right of way?
I also understand you were trying to buy the land last week, but. You could buy it because your property isn't contiguous with the salt shed. Oh, rumors get around.
But anyways, that's a little bit of the history of it, Bruce. I think we need to, you know, just sit back and take a look and see what we can do here. Yeah, and you can put it on the agenda of the next meeting. Then it can be a decision made. But then
it's to try it out. Why do we need 6 days a week? For a whole month of prime summer.
7 days a week.
I'm sorry, 7 days a week of prime summer residence time to try it out. Or is it not temporary?
I don't know. I can't. I haven't heard. I don't know.
The town did not buy it. So, if. Yeah, we didn't buy anything.
No.
So, as far as when we've only authorized it to be there temporary.
Yeah.
And based on the previous discussions, they also said that if it didn't get used in the first week or so, there's nothing that we have to keep it there the entire month. If it's not getting used, it can be terminated sooner. The one question that I have, and again, that we can bring it back up, was the state person that was on the phone said it was an external wash only. So they'd not talked anything about connecting to the motors and to the flushes or anything internal to the motors. It was strictly an external
External.
wash. So if that,
Prime answer that.
so if
He told me it was the motor.
It,
Cool.
it's if a bolt comes in and is covered with the zebra mussels, the bolt gets washed. And the motor also, the motors, if they've been in a lake with zebra mussels, they do the motor wash. It's a 2 minute job.
But it's exterior. Or are they flushing the motor?
The hot water comes up out of the motors.
Flushing of the motor. That's how it's done. It's more than 2 minutes.
Okay. So that wasn't. Okay.
No,
So,
but
yeah, that should be on the agenda item
yeah,
for the next meeting.
yeah, more discussion.
And if you can come up with any other place that might work,
Yeah.
I'd be happy to price, do somewhere else if you,
Well, we looked at six sites, didn't we?
Yeah.
We looked at six, so there are other sites that were considered
Yeah, but
and still may be.
yeah. But the more people you have looking, the
Yeah, I think
more.
we just need to regroup,
Yeah.
get more information.
Right.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Donna, did you not lower your hand or do you have another question?
I apologize. I forgot to lower.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Okay, all set for
Yeah.
that? Okay. Okay, so the next one is overweight permit, Native Structural Wood Corporation.
No,
Did
we
we
did that
get
one.
that? Already done. I hadn't checked off, but
Correspondence.
correspondence.
Correspondence. You never know. I just might throw up.
Okay.
Carol here.
Okay.
She's already
Junior.
she's done a driveway study.
All right.
Yeah.
So,
Yeah, no, I'll put you.
yeah, the next one is just a brochure the sheriff had sent, joining the fight. I'll post it. Fentanyl-free, just some resources,
Okay.
No.
tips for parents and things like that. And then the next one is Diane Leader had sent in the notice I forwarded to you,
Yeah.
approving
Yep.
the proposed
Free
amendments.
day use, exactly right. Yeah.
Okay. And then the free day use
Yeah.
to Vermont State Parks for eligible Vermonters. So I post that for people. So that's that for correspondence.
We have Dan.
What's that?
Blacking.
Oh. Okay, so we're yeah. Okay, so
So are we
well, we're
going to
getting organized for
We are.
that.
We are.
What Bill?
Yeah.
That's something. Now you help that.
Yeah.
Okay, select board finds that the premature
Yeah.
general public knowledge would clearly place the public body or a person involved at a financial disadvantage. And we'll need to entertain.
I'll make a motion. Under a labor relations agreement, employee under 1 VSA 313A1B, we move to executive session.
Another second.
All those in favor?
At
Aye.
7:53, Isaiah, you seconded it.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay.
So we have to mute. We have to remove the participants to the waiting room. Have to mute. Okay, so no, oh, you're.
Yeah, okay. No, I'll no decision.
No
Yeah,
action.
all no
No
action
action.
taken.
Okay, so
That's
I just have to. I
the
see
one. So.
Jason's puzzled. over the payroll? Were you puzzled with two warrants?
I saw that, yeah.
So what happened last week was I contacted David, Miriam, and Bill, so I figured I had a quorum. There were two boat greeters. We held the payments because they didn't give the paperwork, and the labor department says we have to now treat all seasonal employees as new hires, and they knew it, and the paperwork didn't come in, but there were two that were very upset. And so then I contacted the select board to pay those two.
Okay.
So that was
Yeah.
the
So
little
that's why
one.
they have two checks.
That's
Okay.
the, yes, they have a check.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
And
So,
then on the
have you done that?
Yep.
select orders, the Ging or Jing or
Yeah.
because John's not here, that's a big check. You won't
Oh,
kate
goodness, it's
it.
like
Yep.
$47,000.
So if we're putting it in the wrong place, he can change it later. Or do you want to wait to actually send it
Where are you
out?
putting it? Nope.
I'm crushing. Look there. We'll sit.
Yeah, the
Okay.
crushing. So some crushing
I don't
goes
do treasury
into
stuff anymore.
roads or
Some things
some.
go to Mary Theokas, but they're made out to
That
Jing.
one should be going to.
Jing. He didn't write that. That's why we looked in the
Because but
past.
the crushing goes to Jang, the material
Stumpid.
goes to
Mary Theokas.
Mary.
So that's crushing, right?
So that one's
So
crushing. That
crushing.
one
That was just crushing.
should go to him.
So I just want to make sure it's such a big check.
Yikes.
Because the material is.
They call it stumpage because I looked
Yeah.
in the file.
They paid them, it was like 2 or 3 years or
But she
something.
didn't have a
Yeah.
sticker on it.
Yeah.
The stumpage. Yeah. So this is regular. The material is the contract. Okay. So I
That
just.
should be Jane. He just finished there a couple of weeks ago. I figured it was coming in. So.
And then there
There's
is.
a special place for the crushing
No, that
with
comes out
that.
of the gravel and
That was
sand
this
again.
gravel, not the crushing.
It
Okay.
comes out of gravel
That
and
I
sand.
don't know that part, but
Okay.
and then the Orleans Sheriff had a bill for April, which we paid. Okay. And then Perkins Property Management, we paid. We don't have a contract, but so I'm not sure. I just those are my questions. I'm filling in. Well,
Well, I did see that the sheriff responded and agreed to come to the June 15th meeting.
and
I thank her
so
for confirming.
yes,
So,
so we'll be
yeah.
able to ask that.
Yeah.
Never canemic computers
Okay.
more computer software.
So that's high because it's actually last year's creation of the land record portal
What's
was
your
$800 to set it up.
Bill, did you do this?
I think
Oh,
so.
sorry, go ahead.
It was $800 to set it up, and they had never billed us. So that's why you're seeing it now. And it's $1,200 a year for them to host the land records online.
Okay, this predominantly land records set up and.
Is that what you're seeing? 800, 1200, 12?
Yes,
Yeah,
yes, yes, yes. Okay, thank you. Thank you.
Was Renee Falconer supposed to come in some point on?
She couldn't come today. We thought she was going to. She had to go to Coventry. I don't know if there's another issue there, but she will. Next week she's on vacation, so it won't be until 29th, probably.
Okay, because for that, all right,
Ordinate
for that land
livestock.
ordinance.
Yeah.
Why, have you gotten calls?
I haven't gotten calls, but
Okay.
just so that we can either move forward or not. And she's willing to sort of take it on under her ACO.
Just double checking.
No, I haven't gotten calls. I wouldn't told you.
You mean just not dogs, but all
All
animals.
animals.
Yep.
Why
Right.
didn't
We
she?
have free roamers.
Dog tools.
And I asked her about combining the ordinances, but she said it wasn't a good idea because they're totally different issues. And licensing on the dogs and not on the animals, so.
Mack truck,
I don't see it.
$400. Mack truck had served. Mack truck was.
Yeah, next time through a
Yeah,
couple
we
weeks
can give
ago,
this to
a month ago.
David while he's sitting.
That was a month ago.
That was just
Okay.
wasn't in.
Yeah,
Who has one
you don't know which
signature?
truck you.
Yeah,
When's the
right.
new truck being completed?
There's another signature.
Good point.
And then I didn't put my little
It's supposed
things.
to, the body's supposed to, it's
But
in
it's on the
for
bottom of these
October
two.
bill. Normally it's 30, 45 day bill, so it'd be in November maybe.
Okay.
Could come in October.
Could come January.
That's a tender, right?
Yeah. So I would say I'll come from October to February, somewhere in that.
Do you have a preference of which one to sell?
I'd sell the red one.
You'd have to sell the mat?
Yeah. Just because it doesn't
best
really.
Best stupid truck ever.
We don't really have a sander for it, so it's kind of useless all winter. And the plow, we could put the plow back and put it on the other one. So, I mean, it could have a plow, but we just don't have a sander. The other one, you guys got about 75,000 in it in the last 3 years.
Yeah.
So to sell it for 15,000, 12,000 doesn't make a whole lot of sense. And it's got a universal body that we can, you know, when we need it, we just buck pans up, go and buck pans down and off.
What would the Mac sell for?
I would put it in 40 plus.
I was
going to
say 45.
That's where I would put it.
We cannot sell it if we, I guess.
Well, it's the same thing with the trailer. If the numbers don't come in right, don't just hang on to it and re put it out and go again. Yes. I wouldn't just give it away. So that's why you guys always have the right to your separate
reviews. Yep, that one's right on the bottom as well.
Should I contact Meg or will you about next meeting?
I will do that.
Okay. It's normally you go to your oldest truck out and then your next one falls in.
Thinking of Meg, I know he mentioned that the insurance. Yeah, I'm pointing to you. Has the insurance report came back in from the inspection?
It hasn't come back yet, but I know it.
Because there are one items.
Is that passive, yeah. Larry? Yeah, I haven't heard from him.
Yeah, I know there are, but.
Did you want?
Well, he mentioned them to me. I'm just waiting on the official record. Yeah, I haven't provided that to them.
Let me send him an email then asking because he can be.
Yeah, because there's a couple of things the fire department needs to be paying on.
Oh, these are the.
So I want to make sure that they do that.
That we came into.
One of them was super easy.
Yeah.
The other one could be a little expensive. Mm-hmm. But
one of them was fire extinguishers.
And that was the. So
which one are using? Which one of those trucks uses the most oil?
Not saying. Well, it's hard to say on that because one doesn't get used. One just sits in the bank.
Yeah.
It'll pretty much just be a backup. The other one's just going to sit.
Oh, even the International will be a backup. But I mean, during the winter, if you get a new truck,
yeah,
you get it. You get
what is going to last the longest?
I know we both needed it, so
thank you.
Yeah,
depends if you use it or not.
Yeah, if you're going to use a backup, it's going to sit there anyways.
Yeah, pretty much.
But we really don't need a backup or a backup.
No,
the International will be.
Yeah,
it won't be the new truck and the six wheeler.
Yeah,
that's probably all you'll really be.
Mm-hmm.
What the International has a DAF.
Yeah,
no, so that answers my question.
but it's you could get like I said 40 plus for the Mac or get 12 to 15 for a truck you just spent 70 in. It's hard to.
That's all it's worth. That Mac's worth 3 or 4 times that other truck.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, that the black one worth a whole lot.
See, I'm just you know, see this has been debated before,
mm-hmm.
And the thing with it is we've always kept that truck. Not just because it's a Mac, it's because of the body. Because if you want to load stone, you don't want to load it in your other truck that has
I did
that.
The other day.
You did.
All that stone that's sitting at the beach, that stuff's big as this table, I put it in there.
Yeah. Well, you must have dropped it.
No, you don't drop it. You go nice and easy.
Okay.
With it.
Okay. Well, yeah, I'm just saying, you drop it.
No.
No.
The other one even wouldn't hold up for that.
No. That's why it's always like the you can't have bodies indestructible as far as you want. I'll be gone when you get ready to sell that thing anyways.
You might as well buy it. You can keep it for a lawn order.
Mm-hmm. Did anybody come
where
back?
You go?
They're driving.
Don't know who's there.
No, they must have left because nobody's
you think you're getting done?
But we are.
Oh, I hope I'm open to Bill.
You want to be trying me line about this? Where
I'm
you spread the shavings
oh,
in
there
front of the basketball court?
There's a hole.
Yeah.
That's
there's a dip
how I
right
sit
there.
in the trap. You're supposed to spread it out there.
Okay.
You've seen the dip. The
well,
water.
There was a dip there before they spread, but it made it more noticeable.
That's right. Well, we were supposed to go today, and I'm busy. And so I had some in the little white trap. So supposed to go there.
What's that?
Everybody do payroll? Payroll?
Yeah, then that side.
I've done payroll.
Okay.
And Darcy left, and we tried to.
No, you're waiting on me, David.
We had power right over there.
Everybody's done payroll.
Nope. And then we got to still bring some material from that side over to this
I'll
side.
For
you. Yeah, chill around.
Thank you.
Did we have papers to sign from?
Minute.
It'll hold water somewhere on there.
He took care of the things that had to be signed. It's just
no
the minute.
Signal to sign
no, it was just a signal
signal.
And we have a question. Can we?
Yeah. Was anything decided in executive session?
No action taken.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, most of the whole way to the
You didn't have Riley just drill holes.
I had enough fixing this side today, and then by the time we got back and did chloride, and we ran out of time. And then there was a tree down a long pond, so we had to go take care of that. Yeah, we ran out of time.
Now, is the pavement holding up on the lake? You or whatever, but the one
up there was it graveling, putting down gravel or what?
Where?
Lakefield,
just grading it,
yeah,
just touching up spots.
Who graded? Who was running the grader?
Riley,
pardon?
Riley,
yeah,
why? Why?
Okay,
why?
I've seen better grading jobs for me, guy, but anyway, don't know who said that.
No, why?
You.
Why? What was it?
He knows.
Yeah, no, why was it? I haven't been up here since he did it. Why? Just the spottiness?
Yeah.
Oh, it's just spotty because I don't have enough chloride to spray the whole road. That's why it's spotty. I was just trying to touch up the bad spots for now.
Yeah,
and
I
we got
saw
to pull
that.
It
I saw
hand.
That, yeah.
No, that's the only reason it was up here. We just ran out of chloride last week, so I had 1,000 gallons.
I see, okay.
And I like to spray in front of everybody's house so I don't get yelled at. So we spot graded places for now. But it'll be retouched up.
Yeah, that's a good thing to do anyway.
Yeah,
go through the pocket hole.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
But yeah, that's why it's spotty. That's why.
Thank you.
So there's always a reason.
If you want to do the minutes, you can sign
yeah,
in.
No, if we went the whole length, then we'll have enough chloride to
do
it
everywhere.
Yeah,
we need to
approve
the minutes.
Yep. People would be like.
I'll make a motion to approve May 4th minutes and May 18th minutes.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
We didn't sign also.
No, that's what you
They're
can
coming around.
They're coming now. And May 4th was with that correction about adding Charleston.
We haven't done anything with either one of them, have we?
I haven't. Am I supposed to?
I don't know.
Oh, I thought the.
Well, I handled the notification to Westport. That's what I said I
would do. Okay, yeah.
That's what I said I would do.
Yeah.
I thought whoever was speaking to them, I didn't.
I guess we'll wait till after the next meeting if men come in and find out where they are in the.
Yeah, because if you're. I just thought somebody was speaking to them about getting a contract in place.
I think we had said we were going to request a proposal from them.
Yep.
Oh.
Yeah.
And I just went, but nobody has.
Nobody
so,
has.
No, I dealt with, no, I just dealt with notifying Westmore of the official.
Yeah.
Okay, would somebody like to make, let me read those minutes. Would somebody, I mean, do you want me to request a proposal from them? I have no idea what I'm requesting. Fire department help, you know.
I thought at the time we were looking Orleans and Charleston to give us a.
We were, but I thought Kimball, yeah, I thought Kimball had talked.
We didn't formally ask them.
No.
That's right. We said we were going to, but we did not actually
correct
formally do that.
No.
And I thought Kimball had spoken and you guys were all speaking and it was all.
Yeah, there were discussions,
Okay.
but we've never formally requested in writing a
So
proposal.
should we do that? But what are we requesting?
Well, that was the motion. So in the motion, it says
It's
request.
in there. I'm just.
Well, it wasn't the May 18th meeting. It
May
was the
4th
one.
is there
It
too.
was the May 4th one.
Two.
Is that so?
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's what we had to fix.
Me too. Which did you sign? I don't know, David, if
I think I've
you've
heard it all.
Yeah, I presume not yet.
Okay.
Thinking.
Orleans, and
Yes.
if Westfall comes around.
Yeah, so it was Isaiah motion and Jason seconded to seek a short-term contract proposal from Orleans Fire and Rescue, as well as Charleston Fire Department, to respond to all calls while Westmore Fire and Rescue works to achieve compliance with a proposal period running from the present through Labor Day, at which point the board would conduct a review.
Okay, so that should, I just want need to word it. You guys got to tell me
Okay.
exactly as it reads in the minute. I'm just going to send a
Yeah.
letter to the Orleans Fire Department requesting.
Exactly as it
Okay.
reads in this.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know that was my task.
No,
Good.
that's not a problem. And
Yeah, I think they're just going to get
I think so
swept
too.
under the
Yeah,
rug.
because
And, I think, yeah,
everything was
because
happening.
I said I would take care of the Westmore piece. So that was probably, yeah.
Okay.
There was just a lot going on, I think.
Yeah. So, yeah. So,
And
based on the meeting, based on those meeting minutes, worded as
okay.
stated there.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
And if you want me
I don't think
to,
I signed that last
if you
paper.
want me to look at it
I buy
prior,
it.
I'm happy
Okay.
to do so.
I'm just going to do a simple
Yep.
because Orleans is aware. I don't know because of Kimball speak, I'm assuming.
I don't know of all the.
Okay, details.
No.
Yeah, I know he was talking to EJ Rello, which is
Orleans.
Yeah.
But I don't know what Charleston.
I think you just
No.
need to touch base with them and see what you mean.
Okay.
Is that
Good
meeting
question,
minutes?
Bill.
No, I haven't done it.
Good question. We had a correction.
Nope.
Yep. Yeah.
Yes, that one you don't sign because you
Right,
weren't.
right, right.
This one is fully signed.
So one of the requests from Larry, I think it's more or less probably your like the town's responsibility, I would think, because it's their building. But I don't really know. So I could call an electrician, but that's up to you guys and get a price. Well, he said that we should
You
they
mean
should
about the
have
building? Are you
so
asking for a price now to demolish it?
if you like.
Different building. Yeah,
No.
Different
Different building.
building.
He's
Hold
talking
on.
about the drop.
So in the fire department, he said that there should be
Oh,
drop
he's talking
down.
about the fire
Yeah.
department. Sorry.
Okay. There
Sorry.
should be drop down cords from the ceiling
Yep.
rather than on the floor, just because it's a trip hazard and he's worried about someone falling and getting hurt. Theoretically, it's your guys' building. So that would be your call, I think. But I'll leave that up to you guys. And if that's something you want me to make a phone call on, I could make a phone call on it just to get a price on it. But I don't, like I said, that's not the fire department's building. It's your
Right,
guys'
town
building.
building.
So,
So,
yeah.
is he from Passive,
Yeah,
Larry?
he's the
And is
insurance
this
guy.
an annual inspection that
Yes.
he
Yeah.
did?
I get one every
Okay.
year. Did he send us a letter?
Not
Or?
yet.
Yeah. I was very, like you were, so.
Yeah, as soon as I
Yeah.
get it, I'll forward it. But the only thing he
So
sent was that update on
fire
the.
extinguishers in the building are probably ours then too, right? Nope, that should be theirs because we don't go inside their building, inside theirs, and they have to do their own fire extinguishers.
Whatever you
Okay.
say.
I don't go in theirs very
Perfect. The
rarely.
only thing we have control, we have to do anything in the building. They
So,
said,
all
like if
right.
it's
So
a
once we
floor,
get that report,
Now,
I need
question
to
though,
forward that to
and I'm going to
do you
send him a
have your
note.
fire extinguishers done yearly by somebody?
Yeah, we
Yes.
do. I think it's the
Reed.
same person, but I like I said, they take
Right.
over themselves.
Reed
I don't know.
Supply comes in about July. They do the church, they do us.
They probably do
Do
theirs
you
probably
sign off
still.
on them every month?
Ours, yes. Theirs, no, because I don't go in their
Right.
building.
That's not your responsibility,
Those
the
are not mine.
monthly.
I stay away. Stay away.
Okay.
But like I said, I don't mind making the phone call to get a price
So
for the job
we made
quotes.
a motion on the minutes.
Yeah, those are all done.
Yes,
Yes.
Isaiah. Yes.
Okay. And the select order.
Oh, you have to do the select orders.
Yeah, I don't want to make sure we get our.
I don't think the electricians came for the
Ducks in a
sewer yet
row.
either. So.
I make a
Now.
motion that we approve the select orders of June 1st, 2026.
Okay.
And I'm still waiting on hold for the bathroom.
Aye. Now the other one is that was June what first? We have another one too that we
No, the minutes you did, you had 2 minutes and you made that motion.
Okay.
But select orders are just today. Oh, and payroll 10A.
Payroll, what's the number
on that? Is basically the add-on.
Yeah,
okay.
You need a motion for that?
Redo the whole.
I'll make a motion that 10A gets, we approve 10A.
Yeah, okay. That's a short for 10A. And
1 second.
Where's 10A?
Okay.
All in favor?
She called it, so that's what I'll call it.
Yeah, that's what I, because last time was 10 and it was A.
Yeah.
Because
is there any other business coming?
Do we need to make any motion on having Dan look at the electrician look at that, or
building over there?
Yeah. Which one?
The electrician still hasn't came for the sewer thing, so they got to come anyway. So when they do that, I could just have them give me a personal.
Yeah, we're trying to coordinate both.
Yeah,
the underground and the electric.
No, well, he wants
to... no, the underground for the beach will be separate because that's already been subbed out.
Okay,
because for the regular electric, we just use J&S electrician.
Okay.
So,
yeah, it's just, yeah,
it's
there are
resembling
then.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yep.
Okay. So, do you?
I don't think we need.
I'm just getting those quotes.
Oh, yeah, so you're fine.
It's,
okay.
It's like a decision. We haven't really put a.
Yeah, anything.
It's not on the agenda, really.
Yeah. And then hopefully by the time I get the quote, you guys will get the letter and.
And then we can start moving forward.
And there's a time sensitivity for Larry to get that to us because of the fire department.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So I'll make a motion, we adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Hey, David.
What
you said 7:30.
Yes.
Your clock officer.
Mine's been off for a while. My clock is really running.